Good evening, everybody. Hope you are well and had a great weekend. I'm absolutely knackered, to say the least. Been a really, really pleasant but busy weekend this weekend with really good weather. Really good weather, which has been great because it was unexpected and it has meant that we've been able to really get on and do a lot. As I said on Thursday, the allotment is really looking good. So I'm very, very happy with that, to say the least. This little and often routine really does make a difference. It really, really does. I went down the allotment today, funnily enough. I didn't go down yesterday like I planned. I went down today. And I'm just so happy. I only spent a few hours down there instead of a lot more hours like I used to do. I got the onions in. I've got the cauliflowers in. I've got pretty much every bed now full up, except for the peas and the beans and where the sweet corn is going to go. So, yeah, really, really, really happy with that allotment at the moment. And at the home, the straw bale garden is put into use. I'm really interested with how the straw bale garden is going to turn out. We've got leeks, we've got pickling onions into place. Everything, again, is just coming together, which, again, I'm really, really happy with. And I'm even having to water the garden this evening. So, yeah, we're getting there. We are really, really getting there a lot. Now, something that I want to talk about is something that I sowed today, and that is the French beans. Now, this means that I've got all the French beans sown from this month's gift pack. This is a variety called Burgold. It's a very popular variety that produces some really tender, flavourful beans. And what we need, we're going to grow these in a sunny spot with a well-draining soil. So one of my garden beds is going to be perfect for this. And now we can sow these directly in the ground. I personally don't do that. I prefer to sow them in root drainers. Reason for that is that I find if we sow them in the ground, it's easy for mice or rats to dig them up and eat them. And that's not what I want. So what I do is I put them in a root drainers, which are pretty deep, and I leave them in the greenhouse until they germinate. Now, at the moment, germination will be pretty quick. By the end of next week, they will be up and growing. Now, what we will have to do is just leave them to grow, and then I will plant them out down in their beds once they are, probably about 2 weeks' time, once they are big enough to cope with the frost. We will need to grow them up a climbing frame. These are a dwarf variety, so we might get away with it, but I still tend to put a frame up for them to grow around. And we need to give them about 15 centimetres of space to 30 centimetres of space between each plant, depending on what you really want. As I said, they don't really require a support, but these are quite bushy plants, but I do prefer to add a bit of support. Now, water the plants regularly, especially to get them established. When they're trying to establish them, I water them on a daily basis. And then every couple of weeks, feed them with a balanced fertiliser. Pretty soon they will start to grow and they will start to produce flowers, followed by the tender, slender beans. Now, what we want to do is pick those beans when they are about 10 to 15 centimetres long, when they're still nice and young. No good letting them grow big because they become a little bit hard at that point. But keep them young, and I'll pick them when they're young, and they will do absolutely fantastic. Now, they can be frozen, they can be used in a wide range of dishes, but what you want to do with them, completely up to you. But please do share some recipe ideas. Now, added to that, something that I do when it comes to removing the beans come the end of a season, all I do is cut the beans off at the base and leave the roots in the ground. These are from the legume family, therefore they will fix nitrogen to the ground if you leave them in place, if you leave the roots in place. So that goes on to feed your following plants, whatever you might grow in this bed next. For me, this is probably going to be a bit of a mixed bed next year. I don't know yet. I'm still debating on it. We'll see. Got lots of ideas of what I could do, but we're not sure just yet. Don't really have a routine worked out for the home plots. So there we go. That is the French beans sown. All we've got left is the thyme and the Savoy cabbage. So I'll probably do the cabbage next weekend and the thyme on Thursday. So yeah, this is good. As always, I use the newsletter at the bottom. I put French beans sown on, for example. That's a space for you to fill out when you sow them, so you can keep records of when you sow these things. That's the idea behind this newsletter. I don't really have much more to talk about. It's very much all hands on deck at the moment in getting our plants into the ground. We've spent so long growing them. We've got tomatoes in the ground, I should mention that. We have got some pretty good weather here coming up, and we are lucky that our weather here is a lot milder than most places, so we do get away with a bit. But our tomatoes are in the ground, as I said. You might be lucky and get yours out now. I don't know quite what the weather is like where you are. But what I always do when it comes to getting plants ready is I always put a couple outside as sacrificial and just leave those outside for a few days to see if they survive. If they do, then I know the rest can follow. So that's how I go about judging whether it is safe to put plants outside. Of course, I always wait for mid-May before I put mine out. And that is because we want the last frost date, which for me is around the end of April, and then add 2 weeks just to be safe. But it is still possible to get a late frost. Just be a lot cautious is all I'm saying now when it comes to this. Right, guys, this is a bit of a short one, but I'm going to wrap this up and head to bed. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.